From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Out of the gates, ladies and gentlemen, Judge Napolitano is our guest, Andrew Napolitano, who really doesn't need any introduction here, but I'll go ahead and give it. He's the Honorable Andrew P. Napolitano, of course, Fox News contributor, Fox News host, and I believe the best person on that popular channel. I believe he's the only real bona fide libertarian constitutionalist conservative, because I've never seen him engage in bait and switches or betrayals of Ron Paul or anybody else. I would love to get behind some of the other guys. I'm not going to attack them. I just want them to try to be more like Judge Napolitano.
And that's why working on it, Alex.
And, I mean, people know your bio, so I won't get into it. Freedom Watch on Fox as well. So much is going on. I want to move quick here with you today. Last week, you openly said that he could be indicted for this. It surprised me, even some of the MSNBC hosts, like Mr. Schultz, said that the White House is in deep trouble. Congress is subpoenaing AIG. Now we learn that they tucked into a bill, as you know, that much of this is secret till 2018, which, again, shows evidence of the attempted cover-up. You have Geithner and others trying to cover up the fact that they transferred money to themselves and, of course, to former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. This is huge.
You know, we don't exactly know what Geithner himself personally knew, but there's a couple of things that we do know. And I have read the emails that were released by Congressman Daryl Issa, who obtained them in his capacity as an American under the Freedom of Information Act. He didn't use any particular government authority to get them. And the emails are between and among lawyers for the New York Fed, lawyers for the Treasury Department, lawyers for AIG, and lawyers for J.P. Morgan Chase, which was the intermediary bank that the Fed was using through which to funnel its money. And basically, it is an instruction from the government to AIG, which was about to receive $185 billion, some from the government and some from the Federal Reserve, the largest single bailout in the history of by a government in the history of the world. And it was an instruction to AIG that in its applications for this money, it not list truthfully the identity of all of its creditors, and it especially not list its intention to pay some of those creditors 100 cents on the dollar. We now know that the principal creditor that the Fed lawyers wanted to keep from public awareness was Goldman Sachs. And, of course, at the time, the Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, was the recently retired chair of Goldman Sachs. We know now that AIG owed Goldman Sachs $13 billion, that it planned to pay 100 cents of the dollar, and that, in fact, it did. So, question, what did Tim Geithner know, and when did he know it? Well, he was the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York at the time. His in-house lawyers were telling AIG to hide from the SEC the existence of the debt to Goldman Sachs. Now, a little bit of basic law. You go to buy a $100 savings bond and you give the wrong zip code, no problem. But if you intentionally give the wrong address, you falsified a federal document and you can be prosecuted. Can you imagine what the law would say about falsifying a document, not for a $100 savings bond, but for a $185 billion bailout of taxpayer dollars? That is what is confronting Tim Geithner.
Now, clearly he's the head of the New York Fed at the time, working with his former boss, the former head of Goldman Sachs, who was the Treasury Secretary in the fall of and winter of 2008, Henry Paulson. And we have Paulson, we have Geithner, we have Bernanke, all in countless House and Senate Banking Committee meetings, repeating what's in the emails, saying we won't tell you who got the money. We won't tell you, telling Congress, who under the Constitution, as you know, but for some of the audience, has full control over the issuance of currency and credit and the banks. And so for him to now say, oh, as the head of the Fed, I had no idea what was going on with a $185 billion payout to my own former company and to the current Treasury Secretary of 2008. I mean, this is asinine.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, Judge, isn't it an oxymoron to have Geithner and the rest of the crew who are in this revolving door sharing powers with each other in the private corporate banks and then in government clearly stating our official policy is who gets these trillions of dollars that have been served out, 180 plus billion to themselves. Their official policy before Congress in the last 2 years is that it's all secret. And then now they say, oh, my goodness, this is terrible. We don't know who did this. We're not involved in these emails making it secret. I mean, that right there, when they have articulated that their policy is to make it secret, and then to now say that it's just insults rational thought. Clearly, they're engaged in a cover-up, and the SEC is clearly involved. I mean, here's Kurt Nemo's Infowars.com headline from yesterday. SEC engages in conspiracy with AIG to hide bailout evidence. We've got a top judge here saying that that's exactly what he thinks is going on. Where do we go from here where they're just – I mean, the emperor has no clothes. This is a joke.
Well, we go to places like your show because of your zeal and your courage and your fearlessness in exposing this, much as you exercise the same zeal and courage and fearlessness in the previous administration. And we have to educate people. But Alex, I feel it resonating now. When Bush was doing these things, I frequently felt that my words and sometimes yours were falling on deaf ears, other than those who, before all this happened, had an appreciation for human liberty and limited government and the primacy of the individual. But I see that as a prairie fire spreading around the country now. I mean, just think of it. The Democrats in Massachusetts are within a weekend of losing a seat that they claimed was the personal property of the Kennedy family to a Republican. He's not your kind of Republican or my kind of Republican.
But there's a mass exodus. The Democratic Party is imploding because they're – I mean, Bush, we thought Bush was bad because he tripled government. Obama, as you know, officially spent more money than all presidents before him combined back to George Washington.
And he hasn't even been in a year in office a year. You're right. You're right. And I think that the Democrats know that they will soon lose their filibuster-proof Senate, and they may actually lose the House altogether in November. So they know that if they want to do what FDR did to us in 12 years, they only have 10 months left in which to do it. And the next 10 months will be a mad dash to see how much unconstitutional legislation that regulates private human behavior they can weave into federal law. But they are beginning to feel the blowback already. Prediction. If this young man, moderate Republican that he is, wins and gets Ted Kennedy's seat, you will begin to see moderate Democrats, the so-called blue dog Democrats, even a couple of them in the Senate that voted for the monstrous health care bill, begin to defect because they will fear for their own jobs.
And well, they're already starting to jump ship.
Well, I don't know who has jumped ship yet from the Democrats. I'd love to hear it.
Well, at the state level, we're seeing all sorts of state senators and legislative people. We've seen what in the House, one Democrat say they're shifting
right,
over.
Right. By the way, I learned this morning that the most liberal member of the House of Representatives, Bob Wexler from Florida, resigned. And there's no mechanism to replace him in time for the vote on the health care. Now, health care in the House passed by 3 votes. So Ms. now has two votes with which to play. That's the extent of her cushion.
Wow, that is huge news. And so to be clear, when Senator Dodd says that it's hanging by a thread in conference committee, the government grab of health care, it really is hanging by a thread.
Oh, it absolutely is. There's a congressman whose name is escaping me, a member of the African American leadership in the House, a Democrat from Missouri. He was once the mayor of Kansas City, who said this morning that it truly is in danger. He predicts eventually something will pass, but he doesn't think it'll be either the House version or the Senate version. Here's a member of the Democratic leadership who predicted they'd go back to square one. Why? Because they did it behind the scenes, because they didn't care about natural rights, they didn't care about the free market, they didn't care about American values, they didn't care about the Constitution, and they're trying to shove it down our throats.
And I think the biggest issue here is liberals finally read the bill and found out, wait, we're not getting a free lunch. They raise our taxes and cut our goodies. This is a big bailout to insurance companies.
Oh, absolutely. And I am delighted to hear the liberals scream that they and their states will be paying more money because Nebraska doesn't have to pay for Medicaid and Medicare. The liberals, and some conservatives have done this too, have been bribing their own members of Congress for generations in order to secure their votes. But when they are not the recipient of the bribe, but the payer of it, oh, how you can hear them squeal.
Judge, I want to get you up for a full hour in the near future to talk about your latest book, all the work you're doing, because you really are trailblazing at Fox News, and I see them more and more aligning themselves with you and your constitutionalist view. But in the 6-7 minutes we've got left, moving quickly, specifically with your constitutional law background, a constitutional law lawyer and judge, specifically, if you could call the shots right now, how do we force Bankstergate out into the open? I mean, it's already blowing up in their face. How do we ensure that we mortally wound the private Federal Reserve banking cartel and reveal to the world that this is a unconstitutional, larcenous enterprise? Because this patina, this cloak of invincibility has now fallen away from them. Your take on that?
Well, there's a couple of things going on, and they're both positive in our direction. There is litigation making its way through the courts, which in my view will grant to Bloomberg News and to Fox News, under the Freedom of Information Act, documents that the Federal Reserve has been fighting aggressively to keep secret with respect to TARP. Now, we may not get these documents until after the election of 2010, but once we do get them, it'll be a treasure trove. There is also legislation making its way through Congress, which is Congressman Ron Paul's legislation to audit the Fed. Now, unfortunately, it has been attached to other legislation which is utterly hateful to those of us who believe in the free market and limited government. But by attaching it to that legislation, the president cannot veto it because he desperately wants the other legislation with it. It's a sleeper. If it becomes law and if there is a true audit of the Fed, as it does call for, it will expose this monster from Jekyll Island for all of the horrific things it's done. The secret foreign policy that it runs, the monsters that it's been bailing out, the people that have been making money, the inflation, the secret tax that it's imposed on all of us. We will finally have in front of the American people in black and white the who, what, when, where, and how that they did this to us.
So the momentum is shifting in the direction of liberty. Everybody can feel it. You are seeing it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but, it's an odd momentum. I'll give you an example. The chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, the bombastic and colorful Barney Frank, a quintessential liberal Democrat who believes in Soviet-style central planning, is now a co-sponsor of Ron Paul's audit the Fed. So at the same time he will help that part of the bill to pass, the audit the Fed, he will also usher through more power to the Fed to regulate the economy. So in some narrow ways, I see blossoms of liberty in the land, but in other ways, I see the most heavy-handed government we have ever known, and it's almost a question of holding our breath until the Democrats lose the filibuster-proof majority in the Senate and perhaps the majority in the House just 10 months from now.
And the bigger question is, will we see a repeat of Gingrich, the establishment globalist, coming in, taking control of the new Republicans, and making sure they don't deliver to the people? Because if Republicans actually delivered liberty and freedom, they would be in power for 50 years. We'd save the country. But no, they're going to want to launch more wars. They're going to want to make money off the naked body scanners like Chertoff. They're going to want to, and if Republicans, as they get into power in the next 3 years, in the next two elections, if they don't deliver on liberty, what comes next?
Well, I don't know what will come next. But when, in the 6 years that the Republicans controlled the White House and the Congress, which would be Bush's first, George W. Bush's first term, and the first 2 years of his second term, I think there was less fidelity to the Constitution.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
New book's been out for months, been at the top of the bestseller charts in the Fed. And, of course, he had a number one New York Times bestseller, his Manifesto of Freedom. And you can find out a lot more at Campaign for Liberty. Ron Paul, again, is our statesman, our champion out there, really exposing the fake Republican Party and the fake Democratic Party. Congressman, getting back to health care here briefly, a month ago on the show you said it looks like it probably will pass. Is that still your prognosis?
Yes, but I don't think anybody knows what will be in it. I don't think it will be everything that Obama wanted, you know. And I wouldn't put a whole lot of money on exactly what's going to happen because, you know, the right to life people in the House are very, very determined. And the Democrats, you know, Bart Stupak said he's going to stick to his guns. So maybe something good will come of all that. But then again, I think something will pass. The government is going to get more control of medical care.
In every poll, you get Gallup polls of 99% against the banker bailout takeover of 2008. You see 91% against open borders. You see 70-plus percent not wanting government-financed abortion. But it all just continues, even if the people are against it. Take Copenhagen, the Copenhagen, Denmark event, Congressman. As you know, they couldn't get the treaty. So Obama and Gordon Brown say they're just going to implement it at the executive level. Is this not tyranny?
It is, and they do a lot of that, and they've been doing it for a lot of years. Executive orders, probably about 99% of those are illegal. There are some conditions where a president's allowed to issue an executive order. But you have the executive orders, you have the signing statements, and I mentioned before about how agencies of government legislate. That's unconstitutional. And it's just growing by leaps and bounds. And excuse me. And when you think about what the CIA does and how we run our foreign policy, it's all out of control.
And it seems from studying history that that's what tyrannies do. They just get you trained to accept corruption. No one is for it, but they just do it. And the people kind of get a broken mindset or broken attitude. And I've seen polls in Europe of 76% against the naked body scanners. We have medical reports that it does bombard your body with dangerous radiation. The media blurs the images, but we've posted and gotten the real images, complete images of women's breasts, genitalia, men's genitals. This is a literal recording of your naked body. England has to change their law, The Guardian reports, because it is child pornography under their laws. I mean, who would imagine Stalin putting people through naked body scanners? Congressman, can you speak to that, A, and B, could you sponsor a bill to have Congress get control of the TSA and not let them put in these machines, and we have Chertoff making money off the company that got the government contracts? I mean, this is just incredible conflicts of interest.
Well, we've already had a vote in the House on this to ban these scanners, and it passed in the House. So that represented what the people were saying. That was several months ago. But it's almost like this is the reaction to it. We need to prove that we need these machines, and they have this incident come up. I think the people back then said one thing, but now they're using the tactic. You were wondering why do the people, go along, and even though it seems like they're opposed to it, I think the reason the people finally go along, even though their numbers are against it, is because of fear. I mean, the government knows how to build up fear, you know, fear of the financial collapse of the system. Oh, yeah, that's why we have to bail everybody out. Fear that Osama bin Laden is on the verge of having a nuclear weapon and Saddam Hussein is going to bomb Washington, D.C. is always fear, fear, fear. And then the people get frightened, and then they sacrifice their liberty. liberties, and it's a continuous process. So it's a hard thing to combat, but hopefully we'll be able to do it.
So carbon dioxide is going to kill us. We've got to have a world government and a world tax to save us. The swine flu is going to kill us. It's killed right around 11% so far, according to the Associated Press, what the regular seasonal flu does. But we've got to have those forced inoculations in New York and Massachusetts. That failed. It does seem that their selling of fear, though, is having less and less effect, and that people are starting to get wise to it.
Yeah, this is it. And this is the great thing that's happened, is the loss of credibility of government. And this comes along with the acknowledgement that the government is bankrupt, and that both parties are bankrupt, because governments make promises and they can't fulfill them. Even these foreign policy adventurism, that's not going to pan out either. There will be a point where you can't afford it. That's why the Soviets left. This is because we fought them. They finally, the economic system couldn't be sustained. And there's as much concern on the left as there is on the right about government and its credibility, because the people on the left say, hey, maybe my benefits aren't going to come. Is it true that Social Security is bankrupt? And where are they going to get this money for all this medical bill? You know, eventually they're starting to wake up, because government is losing their credibility. And I think this is very, very healthy. But our job is not just to harp on their total failure, as much as to say, what are we going to do about it? Is there an answer to this? And this is where, when I talk on college campuses, they're delighted to hear that there are alternatives, there are things to do. And I am convinced in my own mind that if we had truly a free society and sound money and limited government and a sensible foreign policy, and we just got out of the way and everybody got, you know, lost 75% of their wealth tomorrow, but they were left alone, I think we'd recover quickly, quicker than anybody would ever dream of. So the whole issue is how free we can be, and whether we can have self-reliance and take care of ourselves and push us back to depending on local communities and family. It is so remarkable how successful that is. But unfortunately, our country has lost confidence in that. But now the question is being asked, if government can't deliver, what is the option? Too often, though, they're saying, you know, the people that you fight all the time are the one world people. You know, say, oh, yes, there is a crisis, a financial crisis. That means we need a single central bank for the whole world. But the other option is maybe introducing the notion of gold and silver coinage here in the United States, like the Constitution mandates.
Congressman, a few minutes ago, you alluded to the fact that they couldn't get their multi-billion-dollar airport scanners in. People were refusing en masse. And so, magically, Christmas Day, I heard on the radio about the underwear bomber. And then I talked to eyewitnesses. They didn't hear an explosion. They saw another man on board the flight. They saw a man lead the underwear bomber onto the flight in Amsterdam. They had body scanners in Amsterdam. He bypassed security. The underwear bomber's father said he was training in Yemen, but he wasn't put on the watch list. On and on and on. And you talk about letting this happen, or how convenient that this came along. Even Rush Limbaugh now admits there's a global government forming, and he admits that the government wants to wreck society so that we all become dependent on them.
When the people lead, the leaders they will have to follow. And all their lies and their alibis they will have to
follow. Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Oh. Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know, on the airplanes, if the airlines were responsible, there is technology available now that every individual could be issued something no bigger than a cell phone, and it would be your identification badge. The airline can have that registered. So they say, oh, I know your little gadget there belongs to Ron Paul, so I want you to put your fingerprint on it. You put your fingerprint on it, and they get the recording. They have no record of your fingerprint, no records kept. The government doesn't know anything about it, but I'm a frequent flyer, but I have my passport. You know, I have a card, which I have voluntarily gotten.
It's a corporate passport.
Only I can turn that ID badge on, and that technology is available. So that at least would take care of 90%. Even if you didn't fly a whole lot, you could get pre-screened for this. That's what I would do if I was running the airlines. I wouldn't say, oh, anybody, come on, you know. I'd be very careful, you know.
But, Congressman, we know what's really happening. Take Austin, Texas. $150 million spent on Capital Metro that 1% of the city rides at a cost of over $35 per ride. The person pays two. And $70 million is spent on Austin roads. So more than double the money is spent because the government gets to control the buses than what all the rest of the people are using cars. They only get half of the money or less of their own tax money. And it's the same thing with big government. Big government with revolving doors, with Homeland Security people, they're all making money as consultants. They recommend the body scanners and the surveillance, and then they make money off of it. It's criminal.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. When I heard that thing about Chernoff, it's hard to believe. Then somebody was interviewing him like, oh, by the way, I know you run this, and how did you guys know that this was so important? It was like he was really smart that he figured this out. It wasn't like, is there a conflict of interest? And that question never even came up when he was being interviewed.
Well, that's like in Congress, whenever Paulson, the head of the Treasury, they'd say, well, you got tens of millions of dollars of your own bailout money. And he'd say, I gave myself a waiver.
Yeah, and made it legal, huh?
I mean, can I give myself a waiver, Congressman, to rob banks?
You know, they gave that, I can't remember which company it was, but they were bankrupt and we bailed them out and all, and they still had a tax problem. So they just wrote the taxes off, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. No, oh, okay, those last 3 years' taxes, you had a lot of trouble, so you don't have to pay those taxes. Can you imagine if you had a tax problem and you had difficulty when the IRS came, well, we know you had trouble, so you don't have to pay those back taxes. But that's the way the system works, unfortunately.
Sir, Dr. Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, joining us. Got about 8 minutes left here. Sir, I saw a Bloomberg report where Goldman Sachs is arming its employees literally against the public with pitchforks. In Washington, are they starting to get the same sense that Wall Street is, that the people are recognizing their criminal activity, passing unconstitutional bills without even reading it? Because it seems that Washington's only getting more criminal. They don't seem to care. Or is it more like rats running off the sinking ship with the loot?
Well, there's some of that. I work on the assumption that Washington is usually about 10, 15 years behind what the people are thinking. So I don't think a person like Nancy Pelosi is aware of what the people are really thinking. You know, if she heard about the Tea Party movement, I mean, she writes that off. That's 1 or 2% of the population that are all nuts. And she just totally dismisses it. So that's where generally Washington is. I just don't think that they're quite aware of what's happening with the grassroots, and I think that's where the real changes are occurring. And of course, I'm always hopeful that there's some real changes with the young people. So that's why I keep talking to myself so that I'm always hopeful.
Speaking of hopefulness, Iceland, it looks like, may say, no, we're not going to pay off private debt. England is listing all Icelanders basically as terrorists so they can grab and hold the money that's in British banks. Goldman Sachs has been caught engineering that crisis. That's come out in the news. I mean, shouldn't we just tell these private banks we're not going to give you any more bailout money?
Well, we should have never given it in the first place. We shouldn't give any more. Besides, pretty soon it will be worthless and won't matter much. So the more you give away, create money out of thin air, the more you give away, you may temporarily help some of their friends, but it's just more of the same thing. That's how we got in this trouble, and that's how they're going to keep it going.
A lot of economists are saying we could have total depression within the next year, the real economy over 20% unemployment. All the numbers that I know you're well aware of are really bad. Well, the mainstream media says this is a great economy because the big banks are making money off the bailout. The dollar's continuing its slide, went up for a little bit, but still overall it's going down. Where do you see us in 2 years, Congressman?
I think we're going to be much poorer as a nation. I think unemployment rates are going to stay very high. I think by 2 years it'll be acknowledged that there was no recovery. I thought there were some very good articles, and I commented on one this past week about Paul Krugman. You know, he analyzed the past 10 years. He had a good analysis. We're all worse off. The real employment has, you know, real income has not gone up and investments have not gone up. He did say that you'd be an even Steven on your stocks from 10 years ago, but yeah, actually lower. If you take into account the inflation, you're down about 20%. But, of course, he said what we needed was more spending and more regulations, and that would have solved all that problem. But, no, I think it started 10 years ago. I think we started slipping into the recession, depression. I think there's no signs that we have reversed things. They talk themselves into thinking that things are improving. When the dot-com bubble burst, they didn't allow the correction to occur, so they created a housing bubble. Well, they started feeling better. But that didn't solve the problem. Now a lot of people don't have houses.
But you don't believe gold is a bubble?
No, I don't believe that. I think
so that's an inflationary issue.
I think gold reflects, if anything, it's way behind, because the bubble is the size of the dollars created. The real bubble, I think, is in the bond market, because the price of bonds are so good because the interest rates are so low. But that's just being held together. I think this is what the Fed does in collusion with other central banks, is they prop that market up. But
so if gold,
the market will rule. Pardon me?
I'm sorry. So if gold met inflation, what would it be like, $2,500 an ounce?
It would be a lot higher. The market, I don't think the market's been allowed to adjust to that yet. I think there's that's the other thing that an audit might reveal, is how much they're involved in the gold market, because the governments have always been involved in gold. Even when they had gold in 1,000 years ago, the government would, the kings would dilute the metal or clip the coins and do different things. And if, up in 71, we dumped gold to try to keep gold at $35 an ounce, and that was a joke. And now they
absolutely
do it a different way now. But they're working very hard. They know that a high price of gold is a vote against paper, and they can't allow the people to question the paper money, because their kingdom is finished when the people question it. And they're only beginning to question it. So, if anything, gold is a long way from a bubble. The real bubble is in the size of the currency market, and the value of the dollar is artificially high, and the bonds are artificially high.
Congressman, I totally agree with you. In the last minute and a half we've got left, homeschoolers in California, they ruled a couple years ago that homeschooling is a privilege, that the state owns their children. That got overturned. CBS News reports these people moved to the town, didn't register their kids. It was a civil matter. But the CPS said, yeah, but that's child endangerment. And so they were arrested through color of law. And the school is on television saying they deserve to go to jail. I mean, this is slavery, in my view. I mean, if we can't raise our children and be left alone by the state, we might as well be the Soviet Union.
Yeah, this is tyranny. But unfortunately, we sold that out a long time ago. When we decided the federal government was involved in education, always, for these good reasons. So once we allowed the government to take charge of it, there's been some up and downs. They tried to really stop homeschooling in the early 80s, and there was some court fights, and we won those. But no, they will never give up on that. They never give up on control of money. They will never give up on the control of the education of the young children. Just think of how they brainwash young children on global warming and some of this radical environmentalism. So that's a big fight, but hopefully it'll backfire on them, and it'll just wake the people up, because there's sure a lot of homeschoolers around these days, and they're very strong on the Constitution. They've learned the Constitution, which they would never have learned in the public schools.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming.
Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Deborah Medina is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's been in the first big Republican debate, hands down won it. Many newspapers are saying that. The grassroots that I've been monitoring is conclusively saying that they want to know more about Deborah Medina. But the first big issue, we have an article at Infowars.com, Governor candidate Deborah Medina excluded from televised debate. The next key debate coming up January 29th, right before the key primary, right before voters really make their decision, and with your incredible showing last night, your poll numbers going up even higher, they need to put you in there. But I've read that Belo, the big globalist corporation that owns a lot of the TV stations and Dallas Morning News, they're saying not only do you have to have 15%, you've got to be able to, in the past, to have held a comparable political position. So you should have been a U.S. senator or a Texas governor or lieutenant governor to be able to be on the same stage. By that yardstick, only super high-powered politicians can be in debates. I mean, they're really, as they see the revolution of awakening back to the Constitution happening, they are bringing out a new standard that no one can get over. You can't just be a mayor. You can't be a state representative and be in a debate now for governor. You have to have been a former governor or U.S. senator. This is clearly discriminatory. People need to boycott Belo if they don't change this. Dump the Dallas Morning News. They need to look at their past policies because they're doing a quasi-public thing. They're acting like it's a public debate, but really they're skewing it. Or people need to boycott this debate and call for other real debates. Deborah Medina running for governor here in Texas. Give us your breakdown on this.
Well, I think, you know, we've talked about this political royal class in America, and this is more evidence that at least the political establishment and those that support them seem to have an agenda to further that. I hope that we'll use the free market to put pressure on Belo. I know that there are supporters out there talking with their advertisers and clearly making it known to them that they want this debate to happen in Texas. They want all three candidates to be heard from, and we need another opportunity to see all three of us on stage and allow the voter to make a choice in the next election. So people can help us out by calling BELO and letting them know about that, but also by calling their advertisers and their support, you know, their customer base and letting them know. And then help us out by visiting MedinaForTexas.com and driving dollars our way so that we can buy the media and get out there, that get the message out between now and March 2nd.
Well, Deborah, I mean, looking at this, it's so outrageous to read the policy, the new policy of BELO, that you have to have 15% in the polls, and on top of it, you have to, and before it was 15% in the polls in the final debate between Republicans and Democrats and third parties, and that was at the national level, and they only brought that policy in the last 8 years, more restrictive than what was there previously. But to now, in a primary debate, say, not only do you have to have 15%, you've got to hold comparable public status. So you would have had to be a governor from another state or a U.S. senator to be able to be on that stage. That is an impossible hurdle. That on its face is fraud. I mean, this is, they must be scared to death of the grassroots, and now they might just come right out and ban third parties or ban candidates from higher office if you weren't already in higher office. I mean, how will people get into higher office if you have to first be in the highest level of executive office? I mean, this is outrageous.
Well, and it's just totally ignoring even the candidacy. You know, the rest of the media all over Texas and certainly the grassroots is abuzz with what happened in that debate last night, and yet when you read the Dallas Morning News and their report of the debate, they kind of leave Deborah Medina out. It's almost as though I wasn't on stage. It's like, were you even at the same debate the rest of Texas was watching? Because to read their reports, they don't address the Deborah Medina factor at all. And I guess clearly that's where the establishment would like to see. They don't want people rising up. They want us to be worker bees, serving that political class, but not out here producing on our own and being independent and enjoying the liberty that our founders, you know, put into that Constitution. I mean, they set this nation up so that we can enjoy that freedom and prosperity that's God-given. Life, liberty, property, that's not yours to give. It was given to us by the Creator. It's yours to protect and preserve. And the Constitution gives us the way, gives us the blueprint by which to do that. And yet we've got just exactly what our founders knew we were going to have, this abuse by a tyrannical power, political power.
Well,
and we really are creating a royal class in America.
Well, Perry's one talking point was that you and Kay Bailey Hutchinson hate Texas and are saying Texas is bad when you're trying to save what Texas is. It's Perry that masquerades as a conservative, and Kay Bailey Hutchinson is even worse, if that's possible, from Washington. And they have brought in, conservatively, a $400 million looting deal to grab 8,000 miles of existing roads and put toll roads on them. They're both involved up to their eyeballs in it, though they now try to deny that. It's on record they are. They are. Texas has passed all these new districts for taxing. Every few months, a new bureaucrat shows up and tells me about some new tax that my little office has to pay. We are turning into California or New York or Illinois or something. Texas does have people flooding to it because it's not as bad as other states, but not for long. I mean, you're trying to save Texas as a haven of low taxes and low regulation. And we know what K-Baby and, you know, Mr. Hairspray, Pretty Hair, you know, Twinkle Toes, Perry is going to do. And for him to try to spin it that you're bad-mouthing Texas, it's just more fraud from this guy. The sales taxes keep going up. The property taxes keep going up even as housing prices go down. Can you speak to what you would do as governor to the tax system?
Well, we've got to eliminate property tax in Texas.
Eliminate! We didn't have it before and built this country. Eliminate it. It's a tax on your property. It's rent. You don't really own your property, the founders said, if you have a property tax.
We've got to eliminate property tax. We've got to recognize that we do need some essential government services. There are some things that cities and counties and the state government need to do, and clearly they need funds for that. But the best way to raise that money, the taxing method that causes the least drag on a free and prosperous economy, is a sales tax. We need to broaden the base of our sales tax, probably raise the rate a tad, unless we decide to also tax property at the time of the sale, in which case we can actually lower the rate. But that's the thing that's going to generate the most economic activity, spread the weight of the government burden, I guess, over all citizens, not unfairly stacking on property owners. We've got to do that. But I think that the governor, you know, he'd like to paint this really rosy picture. I guess as a registered nurse, my job wasn't to look at how healthy I would like for you to be, but to deal with the reality of what your clinical conditions and signs are. And the reality of the economic condition here in Texas isn't near as rosy as he'd like to paint it. I certainly am not about tearing Texas down. I'm about being a realist and looking at objectively where we are, figuring out what's hindering us and getting us on the path to that freedom and prosperity that we ought to be enjoying.
When Harry was selling
jobs in the public sector and boasting about employment numbers going up, that is a bold-faced lie. You are creating more of a burden on the private sector. We've added 156,000 jobs in the public sector in the last 4 years. He's boasting about adding 142,000 to the Texas economy in the last 4 years, but all of those have been in the public sector. We've lost 14,000 jobs in the private sector. That's not job growth.
Absolutely. So for those that don't understand, Texas is becoming like Massachusetts or New York, and Perry's saying in his doublespeak, that's a great thing. Deborah Medina is saying, no, go back the way Texas was. Make Texas great again. They're trying to raise the Texas gas tax. They're trying to do everything right now. We have got to block this. I mean, the economy is imploding in this state, not as bad as other states, because we haven't had the blight of big government as much as other states. That's why people are running to Texas right now, running away from big government. Deborah, I want to play a clip of you.
Alex, let me jump in. Not as bad as other states because they overtaxed us a few years ago. Remember, he built up that rainy day fund to $20 billion because he was overtaxing Texans. Anybody that's got sitting on that kind of profit can weather a storm. That's why Texas is weathering the storm, because the governor and the legislature allowed those taxes to be overcollected in prior years. I think you and I read the Texas Consolidated Annual Financial Report. I'm not sure either Kay or Rick have ever looked at that. You can't be an executive and not know what the financial condition of your organization is. Texans deserve an accurate, honest annual financial report from our CEO. That's the governor, and he's failed to do that time and time again.
And he got upset when you brought that up, because no one, 10 years ago when I first started exposing this with Walter Burian and made a film about it, no one knew about these. That's the real set of books, not the budget. The budget is the fake thing they push. And then, boy, you broke a big taboo. He got upset when you mentioned that little secret name.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.